Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there that ever had someone tell them that they can't do it.
You can't do it.
That they shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do it.
That you ain't gonna
do it.
You ain't gonna do it. That you'll never do it.
Never.
I want you to look them in the eyes and say,
I'ma do my thing. Do my thing. Yeah, 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 I'ma do my thing.
Hey, here's an idea. Keep it to yourself, buddy. Push it to the rear. I ain't trying to hear it, cause really I'm out here doing me. If you like it, I love it, boy. That's the way it's supposed to be. You can keep your opinion, pimpin'. I really don't agree.
Just stop. Miss me with your bulls.
You had a chance with your cue, broken pull stick. So take a walk, yo, it's cool if the shoe fits. But we are not the same with cream and Cool Whip. I go in, hey, ma, how you doing? I do my thing, I do my thing, I thought you knew it. I said it twice, I stutter like my name is Ruben. Yeah, I be moving, bumping my music. So, son, you tripping if you didn't assume that I'm gonna do my thing.
Do my thing, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, yeah, I'ma do my thing.
When you do your thing, winning, just do your thing, I do my thing. Ain't feeling, push the limit, go against the grain, if that's your thing, yeah. I ain't mad, but don't be mad if I give you my kiss. Everybody ain't gonna like you, so don't take it personal. Do your thing, step in, like it's all, let you know. But don't get comfortable, some of you love to do nothing but coming, wanting freebies. See me, I'll be on my grizzly. Out here doing my thing, yes, really. So if you see me in the streets, get with me. I'll be doing my thing as usual. It work like you before. See me in my uniform. Purple team about the cream, and I ain't talking green corn. Blowing up like C4. People screaming, keep going.
So I'ma do my thing. Do my thing. Yeah, 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 I'ma do my thing.
Everybody to do the same. And if you got a problem with anything that I'm doing, I suggest you meet me at the store where they give them. And I think they went out of business last year. So, you got to deal with it. Truth be told,
we out here.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. My special guest tonight is a Bay Area artist. Hip hop artist that goes by the name of the homie Nolte. So I'm really excited about having him on the show tonight. As you can tell from the track that I opened up tonight's show with, which is called Do My Thing, he's got a little bit of a different flair than the hip hop artist that I normally play on my show. And so, I just want to hear what his story is and who his influences are. So let me just see if I can open up his phone line, because it looks like, let me see if I can get this working, because I can see him on the line. And for some reason, it is not opening up. You know what, let me jump into another track as I work on getting his phone line open. Thank you so much for your patience. Okay, something's happened. Let me see if I can get my screen back up. I think that you can hear me talking. And it's been a long time since I've actually had a problem with Blog Talk Radio. So let me just see if I can get it back up on the screen and bring Nolte in. I hope everybody is doing well tonight. We've been having storms here. Here in Seattle, the electricity did go off, but it's on, so I can't blame it on the electricity. So let me just see if I can get Blog Talk Radio back up and get into my studio and music board so we can bring this exciting art. I was going to say young artist, but he's been at it for a minute, you know, and so I can't say that he's new to this. Okay. Nolte B, hang on with me. I am trying to get back into my board here for the show, and it's just not opening up.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Okay, yay, you're there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. This is so interesting to me.
Fabulous.
I'm like, wow, everything shut down. I'm like, don't do this to me because I really want to talk to Nolte. So how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing, Miss Slava? Miss Slava.
Well, you know, now that I've got the board up, hopefully it's going to work for us tonight. I'm doing well. So, you know, I'm really excited about having you on the show. And as I was trying to say earlier, and hopefully people were hearing me, because you've got a different flair to your style of hip-hop. And to me, I think that's something that's necessary to cause you to stand out. I think there's so much that's being created right now that almost mimics each other. And so, you know, you have a very unique style, and I definitely appreciate that about you. So why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and tell us, you know, how you got involved as an artist and who, you know, your influences are when it comes to this art form.
Okay. Well, I'm the homie Nolte. You know, everybody calls me Nolte. You know, I'm from San Francisco via New Jersey. Currently, I'm in Oakland, California right now, holding it down out there. I've been in this music industry as, like, a professional MC, like, really pursuing this business as a business since, I'd say, about, 2000. Because I'm going on my 13th year now. So I started with a band, with a live band. Well, that's not even true. Like, I started with a couple of friends. Like, you know, my brother got me involved. He was like, he wanted me to write something for his voicemail. It was back when people had voicemails and pagers and still rocking
those. Okay.
And so he wanted me to put something slick on his voicemail. Because before that, up until that point, I'd just been writing poems for girls, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
okay.
The young kid just writing poems, trying to get girls. That's all I really knew how to do. So I would do that. But he wanted me to write something fly for his voicemail. So I write that. And then after that, he was like, you should rap. This is really what you should do. You're good at it. Like, and then after that, I just started trying to, you know, build my craft. And, you know, it's hard to say, like, who my influences are. Because, like, over the course of the last 13 years, that person or people would change, you know, it depends on what's going on with the moment and, you know, but currently I really don't even, I try not to listen to the radio. Like, I try not to listen to mainstream music because I find that, like, it corrupts. It's like if you hang out with somebody from the South for too long, you start saying stuff like, you from the South?
But
you're not from the South. It's just because you've been hanging out with the Southern dude for, like, you know, so I feel like that happens with MCs. Like, like you said, it starts to sound, everything starts to sound carbon copy. Start to sound like, you know, just like this guy, just like that guy. What separates you from him?
Right.
Everybody's trying to do the same thing because, you know, and I understand it's hard, like, because they have the industry standards, you know what I mean? Like, and there's somebody somewhere saying that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But it's not.
And it's interesting. Right. And I appreciate you saying that. I was having this conversation with a young up-and-coming, you know, artist the other day, and she was saying, you know, but this is what people are saying that you need to. I'm like, the only reason why it's being said is because we play into it. We support that.
Right.
And if we stop supporting that style, then it wouldn't sell and people wouldn't pay attention to it. So
I mean, just like that. Like, if you take what's being talked about now, like in 2012, and look back 5 years, 2007, it's a little different. Look back to from 2007 to 2002. It's a little bit different. So it changes every I almost say every 4 years. Like it changes what the standard, quote unquote, standard is. You know, because it depends on who's hot right now. Like if you were to look back in '96, thugging was the hot thing. Everybody was thugging, and you know why? Because Tupac was the man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everything was thug this, thug out. Everybody had a thug with their crew. You know what I'm saying? That was their whole thing. Then that died out. And then everybody started getting jiggy. And now, you know, the tight pants came in. And like, it's just the nature of the business. Like, it evolves, and, you know, it's never going to be the same. It'll never be. People always talk about how hip-hop is, you know, it's nothing like it was in the 80s, and it shouldn't be.
Sure.
2012.
Right. No, I agree with you, and I can definitely appreciate that. You know, but I do think that, honestly, Nolte, you have honed a style that causes you to stand out. Do you have, how would you describe your style, though? Because, you know, when I was listening to your tracks, you are much more diverse than I realized. And I was so excited, you know, about hearing that diversity in your style. But do you have a way of actually describing your style?
I mean, if I had to put my style into like a phrase, I would say my style is praying mantis. You know, I'm like,
okay,
it's different. No, but like I would say, like, if I made you laugh in the course of 16 bars, you know what I'm saying, if you listen to one verse and I made you laugh one time, I feel like that's what I was going for. I was trying to get that laughter out of you. So my style is more like about fun. Like, people always, I wouldn't say I'm like this character, but I understand why people say that I'm like this character. Like, people always, like, line me up next to Ludacris or, like, you know, characters like that. And if they know I'm from the Bay, they automatically go Mac Dre. Like, they automatically go Bear. And it's only because they're fun characters. Like, if you look at those characters as characters, they're fun. They're not like, you know, tear the club up, you know, they're not like, I'm selling, well, Dre was, but like, that's a whole different story, you know, so, but my style is fun, you know what I mean? I just want people to enjoy themselves. Like, me and my partner Mike Danger, we talk about this because, you know, we're like the coin, like, I'm the head of the tails, whatever you want to call it, but like, you know, we're night and day in that way, you know, his album, if you, you know, look out for that, the Albatross album that's going to be coming pretty soon, 2013, I imagine, from my man Mike Danger. It's more of a serious content. Like, if you look at my album, my current album, High Times at Pin My High, there's not one serious, there's nothing that's going to change the world in there. But if you listen to his album, it's to inspire your mind. It's to make you think of things the way, you know, from a different perspective. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to make you have fun.
Right. Well, I think that it's so funny because I was watching some videos of you. I'm sure that, you know, Erica shared with me. And I was like, I know exactly, like, an audience here in Seattle, Washington that would so love your style and everything. And I know some artists that I would not say is exactly like your style, but you would, like, compliment well to do, you know, a show with or whatever. So before I do want to, you know, get some tracks in so that the listeners can get a taste of your flavor. But where did the name, the Homie Nolte, come from? And what is the thing with purple?
Okay. So, Nolte is like, okay, everybody knows who Nick Nolte is. If you're, you know, 30 plus, then you know who Nick Nolte is, like the actual actor, the white guy, Nick Nolte, from the movies like Blue Chips and, you know, more famously for 48 Hours.
Right.
And that, and if you follow, I don't know if anybody watched, well, you might have watched it, if the listeners may have watched it, the Eddie Murphy tribute that they did on Spike, just, it's the One Night Stand thing that he just did, and they were talking about how Eddie Murphy became a huge star at 48 Hours point. So that was my favorite movie. I used to want to be Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean? I used to want to be that guy. Before I was an MC, and I guess that goes hand in hand with my style, because I used to want to be a comedian, you know, as a kid. Like, I used to love Eddie Murphy. I used to just study the dude. And then, so I used to always watch 48 Hours. That was my favorite movie. And then, you know, after years and years of being an MC, and I had various names, and, you know, nothing that I've ever chosen for myself ever stuck. And then one day, I'm at home, I'm watching my favorite movie like I would usually do, the homie come in and he's like, yo, Nolte, what's poppin'? You going out tonight? I look around the room like, who is he talking to? And he's like, you, like, ain't your name Nick? I'm like, yeah, it is. Oh, I get it. Nick Nolte, 48 hours. I get it. So
okay.
I thought it was kind of fresh, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But I had to drop the Nick Nolte. That's why I came up with the homie Nolte, because
okay.
I got booked for something one day. Like, I got booked to host an event. And on the flyer, in big, bold letters, it says, hosted by Nick Nolte.
Mm.
So when I show up, they're like, where's Nick Nolte? I'm like, I am Nick Nolte. Wrong guy. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, it is one of those things. It's a progression thing. Like, nowadays, you wouldn't call Lil Wayne Lil Wayne. He's Wayne now.
Right. Right.
So as my career is progressing, I'm trying to even drop the homie part, like, and just make that,
right.
like, you know, that's just what you call me because I am that. You know, I'm the homie. I'm, like, the neighborhood best friend, you know.
I know. I would just, like, you know, how I like to try it when I play tracks on my radio show, and I try to, like, tag, you know, the artist to let them know that I played their tracks or whatever. And I'm like, okay, where's Nolte at? Like, why is this not popping up? And then I'm like, okay, Nicholas, what's that name that goes along with Nolte? You know, and so I was just like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
You've gotten played on the show and not been, you know, like, tagged because I just typed Nolte and it's just, like, not popping up anything, you know?
I always hear about it through Erica because she's an avid listener. Shout out to RBC and the Precious Touch Massage. You know, they got some good things going on. Shout out to Erica. But she always listens. She's an avid listener. So I always get wind that, you know, I've been played on your show. So salute to that. Thank you very much.
She is very good about that. But it's so funny because I'm like, okay, because I call you Nolte, too, when I talk about you. I'm like, no,
right.
Flavor, the homie
right.
Nolte, you know.
Right. Like, how, like, are you, do people always just call you lady?
Now more so people call me Flava, or people that are more
right.
familiar with me, they just call me Flava, and the lady part dropped. Maybe that's because
right.
I'm really
right.
not a lady. Who knows, you know, but no. So I totally, you know, it's so funny. But,
right.
So so now we understand where the name came from. What's the purple all about?
What's the purple about? All right. Shout out to the big homie, Lord Purple, you know what I'm saying, Super Purple Pimpin'. Big ups to my man, R. Goins, you know what I'm saying. We got a whole story about that dude. But like,
Super Purple Pimpin'. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's
okay,
my big
ahead,
homie. That's the big homie, you know what I mean? So
okay.
I always default everything purple to the god. Like, that's the purple man right there, really. But
okay.
Like, purple team for me and my partner, Mike Danger, that's the whole thing that goes way back before I ever met Super Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that goes back to, like, when we were kids. Like, people always assume, you know, because I smoke dro, you know what I mean? Kids, don't do it if you're under the age.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I am an advocate. Y'all just got legal yourself up there in
mm-hmm.
Washington.
We
so
did.
At
yes,
any
we
rate,
did.
People always assume because they see us, you know, that's what it's about. But that's not really
mm-hmm.
what it's about. It comes from when I was like, I don't know, like say 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike was like 16, I would say, because he's about a good 3 years older than me. And when I moved to Marin, I had moved from San Francisco to Marin. And I was like, playing basketball, trying to fit in. I've always been the outsider because I'm from New Jersey, Brick City,
mm-hmm.
baby. So everywhere I've ever been on the West, I'm the new guy. So
okay.
at that time, playing basketball was the way in, you know. So we played ball, and at this particular park, Pickleweed Park in San Rafael, they had a league, and they had the black team, the orange team, the red team, and the purple team.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my man Mike was on the purple team. So years and years go by, you know, and I run into Mike again. I'm doing my show. I'm a solo MC, so I'm performing. He's doing his solo thing because he just shook his group, the whole story. So we ended up starting doing songs together. It was like, what should we call ourselves? Like something that's like genuine. We didn't want to just come up with like, we're the Moxie Boys or some bullshit like or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like we tried to like come up with something that meant something to us, and
mm-hmm.
the purple team means something to us because that's where we're from. It's like that's where it all jumped off for us, particularly.
Okay.
So that's where it really comes from, Purple Team.
Okay.
Shout out to Mike.
Okay. It's so funny because, you know, I'll just be honest with you. I'm so, like, clueless when it comes to, you know, smoking weed and all of this stuff.
Right.
Like, so purple is associated with weed?
Well, yeah. People, I mean, especially, well, not especially. I would say about, like, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Purple, like Granddaddy Purple, Purple Kush, Purple This, Purple Haze.
Okay.
There was all these different strands of purple such and such for weed.
Okay.
You know, the cannabis clubs and the dispensaries were really popping really hard around 2009. They were, like, really bubbling. So you got a lot of, like,
okay.
Purple This, Purple That.
So I just got educated on something just now. Because
and
maybe you should connect with this guy. There's a guy in California by the name of Keith Klizark. He works really tough with hip-hop artists, and he's a distributor and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a producer. He laughed at me because I'm like, okay, Keith, you know, send me some music. And it was like, the album was called Kush, right?
Right.
And I was like, so I'm listening to it. I'm like, it's all talking about smoking weed. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, Keith, you know, I'm not like an advocate of people smoking weed or whatever. I don't care if people smoke weed. That's I don't have an issue with that. I almost would rather you smoke weed versus drink alcohol.
Right.
So I don't have
an
issue with that.
That's my family model, too.
You know, you never hear about somebody having an accident or killing somebody because they were smoking weed or whatever, you know. So
he's
like, I said, why'd you send me an album all about smoking weed? He's like, Slave, it's called Kush. I'm like, okay, that's. So went over my head. So just like the purple.
Yeah.
It just so went over my head. I'm like, okay. Okay, I just got my education. I'm smoking weed. And yes, we up here in Washington passed.
Y'all legal.
To legalize it. So as of December 6th, it's going to be legal, which I think is a good thing. So, yeah. So that's cool. So I'm going to jump into a track and then come back and ask you some more questions. And let me see, which direction do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to play Go Wild.
Okay, that's good. I'm with that.
All right, Go Wild by the homie Nokia.
Yeah, shout out to my man, Little Brother General out there in Vallejo, man. Shout out to the whole fam. He got like 4 kids out there. I see y'all, man. Stay up. And, yeah, this is Go Wild, The Usuals. That was the group that we had before. And I'll tell y'all a little story about that whole scenario when we come back.
All right.
Everybody go.
right. That was Gold Wild by the Homie Milky, who is my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight. So what's your story about this song?
Okay, so let's see. So right around that time, like I said, my man, shout out to my man Super Purple, we good. Let's start that out by saying that. But like I used to be in a group called The Usual Suspects. I put together a group called The Usual Suspects. And we got some we did some pretty good things. You know, we ended up making our way up over to MTV for South Tahoe Direct Effect. You know, got to do some things, got to do some big shows like opening for The Beatin' Us and Devin the Dude. And, you know, we're just doing some good things. And things got a little difficult. And I ended up having to relieve my man Duty. You know what I mean? Because some people look at music as a hobby, and at this time, currently, I look at it as a music business. So if you're not coming to play ready, then I don't need you on the team. Like, you're just slowing the team down. So I had to cut my man. So I ended up having, you know, to either A, do away with the group, go solo, or B, try and find somebody else to fill those shoes, to which as I did, and that's Lil Brother General. So we ended up cutting the Suspects off of it and just calling ourselves The Usuals, because there was, like, you know, an issue about the usage of the name and all of that. It's just that typical group drama that, you know, you hear a lot of artists go through, you know.
Sure.
One person thinks they deserve more because they've done more, or they feel like their worth is more for some odd reason or whatever, you know. And I've never been that way. I've always been like a we. Like, if I could do
the
it alone.
Homie.
Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's we out here. It's not me out here. But, like, if I feel like you are bringing we down, I can do without you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
That's the only time I get really, like, defensive on that and take it real, like sole ownership, personally like that, is when I feel like it's detrimental. Like, if you're just doing your thing and it doesn't hurt the group, man, I'm not mad at you. Do your thing.
Right.
But, you know, if you're not helping the group and you're only hurting the group, like, for example, showing up to the studio, we got a song to record. It's been in your lap for, like, the last month. You show up and you want to write your verse. That's detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
We got a show coming. It's a big gig, and you want to rehearse the day of the show. That's detrimental.
Sure.
You know, so it's things
right.
like that. Like, it would never be anything personal, like, you know.
No, and I definitely can appreciate that. And I could do several shows, weeks worth of shows on issues I've seen in the industry, you know, with artists and producers and, you know, photographers and just like everybody that kind of makes an artist world work and then not working. And so, you know,
right.
I think this is a perfect segue into, because I wanted to ask you, you know, what direction is it that you want to go with this, and how serious is it, you know, for you in being an artist, and what does that mean to you as far as business goes? What is your definition of a solid business plan when it comes to being a hip-hop artist?
Well, I mean, to give you, like, to write, like you just asked me this right now, so off the cuff, my main things would be, like, you have to be your own songwriter. You know, and you have to be confident in what you think is good, you know. Sometimes, and at the same time, you have to be willing to listen and take that criticism, constructive criticism, whatever you want to call it. You have to take those opinions. You have to be able to process those things. Like, I think those are very important things, because a lot of MCs get pigeonholed into what their friends want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But their friends aren't buying music.
Right.
So, but that also does that mean that you play to a certain crowd? Like, I'm not saying that you change who you are. Like, if you a trap dude, like if you from the hood and you a ghetto dude, I'm not saying you got to put on a shiny suit to appease people. But you might want to find something that's you that they'll like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's playing to that crowd. It's not changing anything about yourself. It's finding, it's identifying your market and then and adapting to it. In giving your best of you that direction. So being able to maneuver that way, I think, is very important. Secondly, like, you have to be a promoter. You have to be out there pushing your music. You have to be out there telling people you're doing this. You have to be out there, you know, trying to sell tickets to your shows, you know, trying to keep people informed, you know, because if you're not your biggest fan, why would I be your biggest fan?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. And if you don't believe in yourself, why would I believe in yourself? So that leads me into, you got to invest into yourself. You have to put the money up. Like, you know, nothing. You can only go so far for free.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to add, if you add some money into your, if you invest, like, I always look at it like this. If I invest thousands into myself, it's because I believe. Now, if I can make somebody else believe, they may be in the position to invest tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
But you got to make them believe, and it starts with you believing in you. So.
No, I agree with you on that.
You know what I mean?
I definitely agree with you that you have to be able to put yourself in a position and know that you are deserving, and know that you are a quality artist, that you have the capability of putting everything about you out there in the best light, you know. And and you're right, promoting yourself. And the thing that I've come to realize, especially the last couple of years, when it comes to promoting yourself, it's not necessarily going to make sales, but it keeps you relevant, because the minute you disappear, somebody else has replaced you.
Yeah,
and, people
that's
are not.
Exactly what I was about to say. Like, I don't always promote me. I promote a lot of other things and a lot of other people. But by doing that, it keeps me in the light.
Right. And I definitely can appreciate that. So, you know, I think you're on the right track. You know, there's, I remember having Tasha Taylor on my show, and she's Johnny Taylor's little girl. And she told me that her dad raised her and taught her in this industry before he passed, that 10% of it is talent. 90% of it is business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the things that causes artists to fail a lot is they don't understand that. It's not about being able to write, you know, lyrics. It's not about being able to come up with a cadence or a flow and get on a stage and create a hype. There's so much more to it than that. It's like, if somebody was to contact me and say, you know, Flava, I really dug that Nolte guy that was on your show. Do you have information on him? Do you have an EPK and press kit to send out? You know, I would want to be able to turn around to you and say, okay, Nolte, this guy, you know, or Fiona Bloom out there in New York is asking about you. Do you have something that can be sent? You know, and so there's so much more to it. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Numbers say a lot, because the more numbers that you can show of people paying attention to you, it causes those that have the capability of doing some things to pay more attention to you versus somebody who's, you know, may have a talent. They're going to want to know that you have the capability of creating a fan base and a following. They don't care if you're talented. You know, it's all about who can create that hype and make them money. And so there's so much more that goes into it than all of that. So I definitely think that you are, you know, on the right track when it comes to, you know, doing that. And I think that you have honed your own little corner of the hip-hop world. And I think that on top of it, you're bringing back something that, or not bringing back, but taking it in a direction that is fun you know, getting it where people are going, can go out to a club, see you perform, move around and dance, and just honestly have a good time. You know, it's not about people beefing or anything like that. It's about like smiling and
just
being silly and just having a great time, you know.
It's like, don't people do that anymore? Like, I thought people do that. Like, I did a show, and like there was more than over 150 to almost 200 people there. And I watched the other acts go on, and it was complete crickets in that joint. Like, I couldn't believe that all these people showed up to be quiet.
Right.
Didn't y'all come to have
sense.
Fun? Like,
right.
Didn't y'all, and that's how I opened my set. Like, didn't y'all come to have fun, man? I could have sworn we came for a show.
That's my
whole thing. People, you know, and that's why I don't like lip sync rappers. You know, they get up there and they just let their CD play for them. You know what I'm saying? You just robbed whoever came of their $10 admission. Like, they paid $10 to watch you lip sync. I hate that. You just it's a plague. It's a plague on hip hop. Because you have these large, major MCs that do it, and they set the standard. And then it trickles
right.
down into the neighborhoods where these young, you know, influenced people start to do the same thing. But when you go to the show, if you watch the crowd, they stop paying attention once they realize you're not actually rapping.
Right.
So
I didn't realize that art, that hip hop artists actually did that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like I said, it's a plague on the industry, man. Because
mm-hmm.
as many shows as I've done, I've seen way too many. For
mm-hmm.
example, I just did a show on the 20th of October with Warner Brother Records. It was a
mm-hmm.
competition, the contest. Mm-hmm. So there's 30 acts on this contest.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 30 acts, there was only 3 of them that didn't lip sync. Like, they didn't have, like, the back vocals on it and weren't letting that speak for them.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 30.
Wow.
So it's like it's becoming, like I said, it's a plague. It's just people are thinking that that's what the way it's supposed to do. And then they wonder why when they say, hey, put your hands up, and nobody does it. Because
mm-hmm.
everybody in their head, the audience is thinking to themselves, why?
Right.
why should I do that? Just because you were up there looking cool with your shades on? Like, I'll pass.
Right.
So, like,
go ahead, honey.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm from the era of where people did shows, man. I'm just from
mm-hmm.
that era, and you know, it's coming back. You know, I'm trying to bring it back.
So, just out of curiosity, what are your thoughts on mixtapes?
I'm not mad at mixtapes, man. I'm not mad at them. Like, especially if you don't have, if you're not like falling out of control, or you don't know the dude who makes the beats, or you don't have the capability to get your own material, you can showcase yourself, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that now mixtapes for sale, I don't necessarily agree with that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy that. Like, all you did was rap over it. Like,
right.
So I think you should give that away for free. It's almost like a demo.
Mm-hmm.
It's to say, look what I can do if I had production from Swiss Beatz, this is what I would do with it. If
right.
I had production from Dre, this is what I would do with it. I think that's what
mm-hmm.
a mixtape is for.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. You know, I have just kind of mixed emotions when it comes to that, because I personally really like to see somebody's authenticity, you know.
Right.
And, you know, to work with somebody who creates a perfect beat that goes with your flow, to have lyrical content that makes sense, you know.
Right.
Because I'll be honest with you, I think that there, you know, I just wonder, like, is it a one-hit wonder or is it a classic? You know,
right.
And I don't know many hip-hop artists that are creating classics that are in the underground scene of what I support that's going to stand out a year from now.
Right.
And, you know, and so I just wonder, you know, if artists even think about that, you know, and how serious they're taking their craft in doing it. It's, you know, everybody wants to be, you know, an artist nowadays. The
right.
competition is so tough that it's like you got to stand out, you know,
yeah,
just like we were talking about earlier.
There's like 5,000 artists, hip-hop artists, in one city, like per city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, across America,
right.
5,000
right.
per city. So
right.
the numbers are just staggering. Like, everybody's trying to be an MC. Everybody wants to be
yeah.
a rapper, especially nowadays. Like,
right. Right.
It's almost like, never mind, I'm not going to say that.
Well, yeah, there's so much that can be said on just the subject alone or whatever,
right.
you know. But why don't we jump into another track? Why don't you
okay.
holler out a title and see if I actually uploaded it?
Okay. I'm going to go back. Let's go back to 2005 with Hold Your Cheese. Did you put that on there?
No. Okay, try again.
Okay, let's see what else I got on there. Let's play something from... Oh, okay, 2000. It's Welcome to 2010.
Of course not.
Did you get that one?
No, and I liked that one, but I think because it said 2010 on it.
Right.
It's the reason
why
I didn't upload it.
I gave you a bunch of music to, like, from, to give you a range from when I really started.
Okay, give me a third shot, okay? Let's try.
How about It's Friday?
Okay, we got It's Friday. So this is the homie Nolte with It's Friday.
We out here.
I know it somehow.
I just got paid, it's Friday. Hey yo, what should I do next?
What next?
I already paid my bills. I already paid my rent. Let's get this party started. Mix Kirk with the burgundy. Tonight, girl, I'ma be on one. Don't you wanna be on like me?
Oh mama, in this club like a sauna. I'm wet, dripping all in my Tommy Bahamas. Sweat dripping, dripping all over your body. I'm buying out the bar, cash money is an army. Huh? I got a pocket full of sergeants, a wallet full of majors. Come holla at a player. Huh? Stick, stick with the schedule. I'm like a pack of Mentos. I'm the fresh maker. Yes, another night at the Roxbury. 30 ain't the new 20, mine, I still 30. You heard me? And that's dead sexy. I got more game than the crowd at the ESPY. Yes, he talks in third person. Notes about business, notes about mergers. But tonight, I'ma be on one. Look, hun, come and run with me.
I just got paid, it's Friday. Hey, yo, what should I do next?
What next?
I already paid my bills. I already paid my rent. Let's get this party started. Mix Perk
with the burgundy.
Tonight, girl, I'ma be on one. Don't you wanna be on like me?
I go, I get, I flow, I sit. Too hot like this, I'm on like shit. I'm gone, that's it. Come and holler at the kid. It's city situations or town business. I'm dipped in sauce, I'm smothered in moxie. Fast and the furious, I operate at top speed. Found her in the club, got her laughing in the lobby. Stripping in the elevator, pimping is a hobby. Yo, thank God it's Friday. I'm feeling like Sinatra, I gotta do it my way. I'm a beast on these freaks like a primate. I'm trying to get to you and that monkey, what can I say? Hey, gang bumps in his blood, fake bumps in the tub. Oh boy, cut the rug, hey. I got a mean two-step, steady sipping on that water, make you lean to the left.
I just got paid, it's Friday. Hey, yo, what should I do next?
What next?
I already paid my bills. I already paid my rent. Let's get this party started. Mix Kirk
with the burgundy.
Tonight, girl, I'ma be on one. Don't you wanna be on like me?
S.E.M. ain't even left the house yet. Thumbing through the Metro, trying to find a house guest.
Well, A.M.
I'm all about the bar. Mixing purple with the burgundy. I'm feeling like a star.
1 a.m.
Steady popping that Betty Boo. All up in the air. We can leave when you're ready to.
2 a.m.
Yo, the club is about to shut down. Living in the minute, so I'm feeling on a butt now.
I just got paid. It's Friday. Hey, yo, what should I do next?
What next?
I already paid my bills. I already paid my rent. Let's get this party started. Mix Kirk
with the burgundy.
Tonight, girl, I'ma be on one. Don't you wanna be on like me? I just got paid, it's Friday. Hey, yo, what should I do next?
What next?
I already paid my bills. I already paid my rent. Let's get this party started. Mix Kirk
with the burgundy.
Tonight, girl, I'ma be on one. Don't you wanna be on like me?
All right, that's the homie Nolte with It's Friday. So if you're just tuning in to the Leopard Carpet, tonight my special guest is Bay Area hip-hop artist, the homie Nolte. You know, it's so funny because even like, you know, I'm an old lady and I'm up here, like when I was downloading your music, I'm sitting here bouncing around my own self. So I think there's such a relevance in many ways to your style, because if nothing else, to get an old lady like myself moving, you know, and stuff, and just having a good time and smiling, that's good stuff, you know?
Right.
It really, really is. And so, you know, to then just young people that have the opportunity to come out and experience you, I think is something that would be just fun, you know, just really a great, great time. So what would you say to people listening to this show and anywhere? Why should they pay attention to you and support you?
Because I'm a real MC, man. Like, I really, like, practice this craft, man. I put a lot of effort into this. And I know a lot of people say that, but, like, if you've seen my show, you know the difference between me and them. You know, and hip-hop's what I love, man. You know, I try to make music that people will love, you know what I'm saying, that they could play in their car, that their kids will love, that you know, like you said, the older ladies will love, you know what I'm saying, that the people my age will love, you know. I don't necessarily, you know, try to fit into a box. I am my box, you know. So if people are looking for originality, you know what I mean, some individuality, you know what I'm saying, like, they can get behind me. They want somebody that's like, you know, going to help, you know, help them motivate their mind to achieve more. You know, I'm about that. You know what I'm saying? You want something that's like supposed to have fun and just want to kick back, have a drink, smoke a blunt after you paid your rent and paid your bills. It's Friday. Why not? Mm-hmm. I'm with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's why I think they should get with me. You know what I mean? Because I don't think a lot of MCs actually do what they say they be doing. You know what I mean? For that very reason is why I don't talk about shooting guns and murdering people and robbing people. I'm not that dude. You know what I'm saying? I really am the guy who pays his bills on Friday and goes to have fun. I'm the guy that, you know, that takes the keys from your homeboy after we even had too many drinks, but we just had a blast that night. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that guy. You know, it's good, though.
Well, it's funny because you open up the door for, like, my next question, my next thought, you know. You know, do you see yourself as an artist having a responsibility to those that experience your art and to those in your community?
I don't necessarily say a responsibility. Like, it's one of those things that we talk about this very thing a lot. Like, we use the example of, like, Rick Ross, for example. Like, you know, he's not for the kids. And he don't proclaim to be a role model for the kids.
Right.
He doesn't sell music to children, but his music finds its way onto places where children be.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying, like Clear Channel Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So he influences them that way, but that's not really his responsibility because he's not aiming at them. It's not like he's trying to be a young kid to make them look, he's just like us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. So, you know, my responsibility is to be me. Like, that's how I think my responsibility is. And if you're really that guy, like, if you're really that guy that's out there banging, you know, banging on wax and really, like, you know, in the streets, and that's really your life, I'm not saying you shouldn't write a song about it. Go write a song about it. But that's really what you do. But if you, like, out here telling stories, you know, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Perpetuating a lifestyle that you don't live, then that's when it gets really bad because you're setting up this vision for everybody to believe in that's not necessarily real. Like, you can't really do that. Like, you're telling people to go that the sky is purple. If you get enough people to tell you that the sky is purple, well, it might just be purple, but it's not.
Right.
So it's like you have to, like, once you get to a certain point, I guess there is a certain level of responsibility. For me, at this particular level where I'm at, I'm just trying to be individually me, and I think I'm a good person, so I don't feel like I have a responsibility to bear.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I ask that, and I appreciate your response, and I think it's real. And so, you know, there's definitely no disputing that, you know. But I recognize, you know, I work with at-risk youth, and I recognize the influence that music has on people, period. You know, it can change your day, you know, by putting on certain music or tracks or whatever. It can change your mood. If you're having a bad day and you put on something that's intense, it can manifest, you know, the intensity of how you're feeling. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not so good. So I do know that when it comes to young people, that, you know, they can just really take what they hear in a totally different direction, just depending on how healthy, you know, of an environment they were raised in or whatever. And so, you know, and no matter what, you know, if it says parental advisory on it, come on now. You know,
and
the kids
really
are still experiencing.
I put the responsibility
it,
on the parent. Like, I put the responsibility on the parent. Like, I think about me coming up as a kid in the 80s and whatnot. I didn't really get my first hand on a real rap tape. My first real rap tape was LL Cool J, I'm Bad. And I didn't get my whole hand on that until, like, 89. 90. So that's because my parents were so controlling of what was going on, what was going in, being played in their house.
But I think that you were very lucky that you were able to be raised in a home like that. A lot of kids are not coming up in those type of homes.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
And so it's like, you know, that's how they're ending up in my program, you know,
right,
and fighting for a slot to get into my, you know, program. And so it's just, you know, I think about those things, and sometimes I really wonder what type of image the hip-hop artists are really putting off. I don't know if you notice me on Facebook, so, but sometimes I challenge hip-hop artists with their pictures, and I'll post on their pictures. I know they just really hate this. I will post actually on their wall when they post a picture of themselves, and I said, oh, I guess today wasn't a day to smile.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, what is the purpose of, like, looking like you're mad or looking like you're mean or looking like you're about to jump off on somebody? Like, what is the purpose behind that? Like, okay, a hip-hop artist can't smile and have a good time. I just, you know, I am kind of lost behind all of that. And you know, I work with hip-hop artists on a regular.
I think it's a lot of shooting yourself in the foot with hip-hop a lot of the time. Like, you want to be, you know, they want to be, the hip-hop community wants to be accepted and found, and, you know, you want to be able to perform in clubs and do these things or whatever. But then you have these hip-hop artists that are so caught up in keeping it real and being that goon, and you know, they don't know how to interact with each other, and next thing you know, it's popping off in the club, and, you know, the cops are there. So they can't. It's a lot of, like I said, it's just a lot of shooting yourself in the foot. Like, you can't want to be everywhere. You can't want to, you know, meet the president, and then every third word is mouth.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's just not gonna work, bro. Sorry.
No, I fully get you. I mean, it's just like even when I reach out, or hip hop artists reach out to me, it's like, okay, first of all, you obviously don't know me and haven't paid attention. There's certain things you are not going to post on my wall. You know. I just recently had to stop. I took it down where people can't just go post on my wall because, like, do you really want my honest opinion about what you posted? Because I will give you a public opinion.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
You know, and it's like, you know, the thing is that know who you're trying to reach out to and connect with.
Yeah.
If you offend them, you're not going to go anywhere.
You have to know your audience.
Well, not just your audience, but the people in the industry you're reaching out to. I have never been cussed out by anybody but a hip-hop artist. I've never been cussed out by a jazz artist, an R&B soul, gospel singer, rock artist, you know, and all of that. And so it's like, you know, it's definitely a genre I want to support. It's definitely a genre. Because you know that I work very closely with hip-hop artists.
Right.
You know, and stuff. But I think that you need to know what it is somebody's going to support. Because there's definitely stations online that, you know, will support certain subjects or certain
purpose. I mean, precisely. Why I chose the songs I chose. I have, as you've seen, I got music from 2005 to 2012. Mm-hmm. And I picked those songs because of the show that you had. If this was a different kind of show, I would have picked different songs. Like, if this was Amazing Zoo Crew, shout out to my Amazing Zoo Crew camp on allday play.fm. Gotta get that every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amazing Zoo Crew, Youth Radio, allday play.fm. If I was on that show, I would have played all the smoke songs.
Mm-hmm.
I would have played all the smoke songs. But this isn't that show. So you have to know who you're dealing with. And I totally agree with that. Like people shoot themselves in the foot. Like if it's a contest, they'll come, they'll perform, and they'll say in the description it says for all ages, right? It's an all ages event. But then they'll come and get up there and do trap music, which I like. Right. I'm not mad if you do trap songs. Like, if you do trap music, that's cool. But that's not for all ages. So you automatically eliminate yourself from the winning category.
Right.
Because you're not paying attention to your surroundings and not really knowing who you're dealing with.
Right.
So I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So it's, you know, there's just many things that goes into the success of an artist. But I think that you've touched on many of those. So I appreciate the fact that you think about those things and that it's something that you work on and, you know, have put into play when it comes to you as a business, you know, because you are the product, you know. And I think that artists forget that the artist themselves is the product. And so you need to be able to sell yourself. You need to be able to represent. You need to be able to have all the things that are needed, you know, if somebody was to say, hey, you know, I want to know about you. Where can I find out more about you? So with that said, where can people find out about you online, Nolte?
Right now, you know, it's funny that we talk about this because I'm in the process of getting my own domain. I've been like, and like I said, you eventually have to spend some money if you're trying to get somewhere, and that's mm-hmm. where I'm at. So I'm working on getting my own domain. So the homienulti.com will be coming soon.
Okay.
But you can find music at reverbnation.com/Nolte. You can go to Bandcamp, just look up Nolte or the Purple Team. You'll find me. You can go to SoundCloud, look up the Purple Team or the Homie Nolte. You'll find me. You can even just Google the Homie Nolte, and a bunch of stuff will come up. I did it a couple of days ago, and I was shocked. I had to go 27 pages out before I lost myself. Like before I stopped
cool,
seeing
right?
me, I was 27 pages out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely find me online. But just look for the Homie Nolte. That's HomieNolte. The Homie Nolte. And, yeah, man, get at me. Like, and definitely email me if you enjoyed this conversation that I had with Lady Flavor. Thank you, honey, for having me on. I appreciate you and your time.
Oh, of course, definitely.
If you want to get at your boy, holler at me, myshowgoes@gmail.com. That's myshowgoes@gmail.com, G-O-E-S, goes. I go. So anyway, that's how you can find me, man. Look me up on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, MySpace. I'm still on all of that. I'm still on Black Planet. I like that.
You know what? I'm on Black Planet, and it's so funny that you said that because I've actually gotten some pretty good connections off of there. I know that's like so surprising, but I think that if you keep it business, you can actually connect with some people in the business over there. If you go in a totally different direction, it could be some off the chain, you know. But I think that you know. The social networks out there, there's all kinds, and they help keep a relevance, you know, to keep you in front of, you know, different audiences. The one thing I just really honestly hate, I hate it when somebody that already knows me requests me on another social network or they start following me. Like, if you see me on Facebook, you are going to see all of that on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on, you know, whatever. You know, everything else. I haven't gone to the point of Instagram yet. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, my partner, shout out to Dr. Post a lot, man, Spicy Promotions. If you want to know what's going down in the Bay Area, the best place to go is www.spicypromotions.com, S-P-I-C-E-Y. promotions.com. But shout out to Dr. Post a lot because he always be on it. He's like on everything. He told me about Pinterest, Instagram, Spotify. If you're an MC or you're a musician out there and you want to get your music pumping, you know, like Django, like there's a website called Django. Like it's just like Rhapsody. It's just like Spotify. You go put your music on them, on those websites and get some free airplay.
Right. So what can we expect from you in the near future and say maybe 2 years out?
2 years out? Okay, see. Okay. So I'm definitely working on started on my next solo album. I'm not entirely sure what it's gonna be called. But that's gonna be coming in the first quarter of 2013. I'm definitely gonna have that. Also in the first quarter of 2013 you're gonna see a Purple Team album. We're also going to be doing, we're going to be in Long Beach. I've just made the commitment. Now that I've said it, I'm going to do it. We had a competition we won with Warner Brothers in October, which qualified me for the best of the best competition that they're holding in the Long Beach. Shout out to King Ryan Showcase, Urban King Showcase, and Warner Brothers, Def Jam, Def Jam, and Aftermath. Yeah. So they're going to be down here January 26th, and I'm going to go defend the Bay Area with the best performance I can give and come back with a title like I did when we went in Walnut Creek. So that's going to be happening. You know, I'm looking to do more videos, you know what I'm saying? So if you're a videographer out there, you know what I'm saying, and you want to get with me, you know what I'm saying, you like some of the songs, you want to put something to it, let's collaborate. You know, I'm trying to do that. Definitely going to build up the website at thehomienulti.com. It's coming. Purple Team. Music, all kind of collaborations, man. If you look at my history, I really haven't done a lot of collaborations. It's just, I don't know, I'm a control freak. I'm a Leo, don't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm looking to do more more collaborations. So if you was an MC out there and you dig my swag, you know, you like how I get down, you want to get down with your boy, I do shows, man. I average 52 shows a year, which is one a week for the last 4 years. So that in itself tells you I get busy. Holler at me. myshowgoes@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you came on the show with me tonight. I learned a lot about you. You know, And you know, I appreciate the fact that your style stands out. I think you've honed your own style, so it's not like you you know, mimic anybody else. It's definitely you know Nolte, the homie Nolte.
Right.
And I appreciate more so the fact that you've thought through the business part of it. You know, and I think that when you have a lyrical content, when you have a good flow when it comes to that, when you have a stage presence, and you understand the business part, I think you definitely open yourself up for more opportunities. You're right. When it comes to the homies, they're not
right.
the ones that are going to push you forward.
Right.
You know, because like you said, they don't necessarily support the movement when it comes financially. I mean, I'm so tired of the homies wanting on the free list to get into shows or whatever. And I definitely encourage, if you are a supporter of Nolte, he's definitely deserving. And, you know, get out there and help spread the word about who he is. If you are somebody in the Bay Area that goes out to the shows, you know what? The shows generally don't cost any more than $10. We know that you can come up with that type of money. So pay to get your way in, because that helps move him forward. Nothing is free when it comes to internet, when it comes to studio time or equipment or travel expenses to get to shows or whatever it is, creating you know, even if it's just a digital download going on to one of the online stores, it all costs money. Nothing is free. And it's like, for some reason, we do not have a problem digging in our pocket to make mainstream artists' pockets bigger. So when people are willing to do that, yet there is an underground independent artist that you say you support, like Nolte, you know, think about that. You know, think about, you know, being able to throw that $5 out, that $10 out to support their project or their show. And,
especially when you got like, and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot, I do my thing, man. I really give a show, you know what I mean? I'm not out here just like lunch, you know. For people who are actually out here performing for you, you should pay the $5. Like, I think it's worth that. Like, you got to bring value back to the craft. There's got to be value back to it.
Definitely.
You know, so. Thank you very much.
And you're not going to, you know, you're not going to ask, you know, a mainstream artist for something for free, you know. And I think that some artists definitely have to pay their dues by doing some free shows and stuff. But when you've been at it for a while, you have a following and this, and I think it's something very different. So, yeah, I really enjoyed this. Time went very, very fast, Nolte, but I really appreciated, you know, Erica reaching out to me and wanting to set up this feature for you on the Leopard Carpet. I enjoyed it. I look forward to, you know, paying attention and watching you from the wings as far as what you have, you know, up and coming here in the near future. Please, you know, stay in touch with me if there's anything that, you know, I can do to help support, you know, what you're doing. I will do that. You know, for you, and, you know, I just look forward, you know, to just seeing you grow and progress as an artist and as a business person. So I'm going to close out the show today, because my name's in this track, you know.
Oh,
so,
I know what you're going to play.
So I'm going to close out today's show with the homie Nolte with So Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
All righty.
The opportunity to slow down and thank everybody that I encountered along the way. You know what I'm saying? But don't think I forgot you, know what I'm saying? It's just that he keeps calling me, phone ringing. Holla at the homie, you know me, I'm about winning. From the city by the bay, damn right, I keep it flipping. It ain't nothing to a ball, Master P, no limit. Everybody like, just put it in the air. No fade, that love beat put me on the air. All they play, that love, Diva got me in the air. Passport stamped up, now we gigging worldwide. Everybody showing love, like, whoa,
whoa,
wow. I never seen something so beautiful, I gotta say.
me. That's how we win this year.
We gon' win this year.
Yeah. I never seen something so beautiful. I gotta thank you for helping me. That's how we win this year.
We gon' win this year.
I'm so serious, seriously so sincere. Spent blood, sweat, tears. I even shed a few tears. I even lost a few tears that I consider to be friends. And even though that bridge got burned, sure I'll pass across again when it's all said and done. You know the homie showed you love. Always set the bar to high so I can try to bring you up. Real, recognize real, but you look unfamiliar. I'm just trying to put you on a game so you can win too, bruh. But you think I'm hating, you won't listen. You ain't even got a pot to go pissing. I got it on lock like a prison. So you can watch while I get it. You just be talking, I live it. I'm in the building, feeling myself like I don't know the difference. I'm on that Russell Simmons hustle. Do it all with the fam. That love. Take you all around the world on my back. That love. Spend every single dime that I have. That love. And if you ever do the same for me, man, that love. I've never seen something so beautiful. I gotta thank you for helping me. That's how we'll win this year.
We gon' win this year.
I've never seen something so beautiful. I gotta thank you for helping me. That's how we'll win this year.
We gon' win this year.
They keep telling me that it's dead, but it's him I die. Tell me why my hair so fly, my gear so fresh, so clean. Burning brands up in the bay, down in Texas, sipping lean. You wanna honor nicotine? Roll a dollar. Line. But to my connect, he got the hook up every time. I don't study sign language, don't believe in stop time. All gas, no break, all I see are green lights. Like, ain't no future in front of you, backwards Benjamin Button. I brought my knees to the summit, my flow is sick up the summit. You on the bench, I get running, I catch my crew on the come up. It's purple team for your ones up. Hey, what up, Uncle Paul, 2012 player club. I salute to those behind the scenes, never feel the love. Rest in peace to everyone we lost, we love you, B-Dub. Looking back at where we started, can't believe I've all become like, whoa.
We gon' win this year.
All day play, loud FM. The amazing Zoo Crew.
Source of Static.
Party Rock Cypher. YouNow.com.
We gon' win this year.
Gold Digger ENT. Berkeley Liberation Radio. K-Boo. Lady Flavor. Koi Entertainment. Neighborhood Folks. And if I forgot you,
dang, you know I smoke too much weed.
All right, you've been listening to On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. Tonight, my special guest was hip-hop artist out of the Bay Area, the homie Nolte. Had a great, great time with him, learned a lot, got to share his flavor. This is how we do it. We support the underground independent artists from not only here in the Pacific Northwest, but across the globe. To find out more about Flava News and Flava News Radio, go to www.flavanews.com. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word in how we support underground independent artists. Good night.